We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Resh Mem Zayin, about 12 lines from the bottom. We're on the last word of the line. The word is Hoy. And the Magid Midovna had said that if you look at the great world we live in and realize your responsibility, you realize that this great world was built revolving around you. With your responsibilities, with your potential and your responsibility to realize that potential, so then how could a person free himself to annul God's major plan? If the major plan is focused on me, so then I better live up to what I'm supposed to do. The whole world is so to speak, waiting for me to live up to my potential. How could a person just harden his heart and say, I don't care, I'll have nothing to do with this? What's going to be in the end? What's a person going to answer when Hashem asks him, by what right did you rebel, and in what did you vest your confidence to distance yourself from me? What was worthwhile? What did you find in the world that was worth investing your strength in? What did you find that was worth turning on me and investing in it? Where's your wisdom that you allowed yourself to forget your creator? Yeah.
Again, it sounds a little bit like self-service, right? He's saying that the world is created for you, and this is, you know, you're given these abilities and stuff so you can come to these things and whatever. So it sounds like
it's our responsibility. It doesn't say I'm doing it for my benefit. Quite the contrary. He keeps stressing, you are the center of God's plan. So if you are the center of God's plan, so then how could you just turn your back on your responsibilities? How could you turn your back on God's plan, so to speak, and say, God, I don't care about your plan. I'm going to do what I want. Hoy liyom tireh cheshbon ma'asecha. Woe to the day that you'll have to face up to the accounting of your actions. V'yatziu lefanecha kol pratei talumotecha. And then they'll spread out before you the details of all those things you thought no one knew about. Sham tireh chaverecha yoshvim v'atotem berasheim. When judgment day comes, you'll see your friends sitting there wearing their crowns. Scharam itam ufulatam itam lifnayim. They have their wages. They have their accomplishments. Umachon neshivtam oshavcha samtam. And you placed your seat at the base of their seats, meaning you're down at the bottom rung, so to speak. Hem yismechu mituv lev. They will be happy out of the good of their heart. Vata titzak mekeev lev. And you will wail out of the pain of your heart. Hem ayaronu yitzalu migeono. They will enjoy and be happy out of God's pride. Vata tibehel vitivar mecharono. And you will be scared and burning out of His wrath. They will shine, their faces will be lit up, and they will leave their places. Their machon is really a foundation. From their establishments, they will go out and be amused at your downfall, kima'amar, as the verse says. The prophet Yeshaya describes how the righteous go out and witness the corpses of those that rebelled, how they are repeatedly consumed by worms, their fire doesn't go out, and everyone sees how they so to speak, are withering away as a retribution for the lives they've led. When you think about all this, so it's a scary thought. Ki tomar bilvavcha, a person says to himself, Ma'ani u'machayai kifrok ol adoni ma'al tzavari. Who do I think I am? What do I think my life amounts to that I could just remove the yoke of my master from my throat, from my neck? Oy lo le'eved ha'moes ba'avodat rabo. Woe to a servant who scorns, who derides the service of his master. So again, he's telling us how we should think about our responsibilities in this world, and we should analyze that choice, what we call freedom of choice, and realize that within this system, within this world, we have a responsibility to live up to. And that if we don't live up to it, there will be a price to pay, and we will ultimately regret it. So he's helping us and showing us how a person can attain that recognition that he both desires and realizes the inevitability of his responsibility. Inevitability. It must be so. Meaning that's the duality he described in the previous chapter. On the one hand, you should desire it. On the other hand, you should realize you don't really have a choice in the matter. So how do I desire and realize I don't have a choice in the matter? So he said, realize the great responsibility you were given and the fact that you really don't have a way out. So then you shift your shoulder to carry the weight, like an ox carrying his yoke, like a donkey carrying his load, and you will subdue yourself and your strengths, your spiritual strengths to serve your Creator, for He controls all the good in the world, and His hand is extended to do good to those who He chooses, those who are faithful to His covenant. So, point number one, there's no way out. And you're gonna really regret it if you put your responsibilities on the back burner. What Hashem is looking for in the world is people who recognize their responsibility, and a person has to ask himself, what answer will I have in the long run if I don't live up to my responsibilities? So that was his first point. God created us with potential. We were given gifts that nothing else on the planet was given. Tools, understanding, intellect, emotion. We were given things that no one else was given, and there's a purpose to that, and we have to utilize it correctly. So that was his point in this chapter.